The boa constrictor, which can make itself very small, was found wedged in a 5-inch gap under a bookcase in the owner's living room. The snake will now stay with Mr. Jones while the owner replaces the damaged tank.
That's good news, isn't it? It's 22 minutes past six, and now to a story with all the hallmarks of the very best conspiracy theory. A group of powerful, hugely influential people who meet behind closed doors at a secret time and venue to discuss what should be done about the world issues of the day. Amazingly, this is not the stuff of a Dan Brown book, but a description of the Bilderberg Group, and, if rumours are to be believed, they're meeting again this week in Greece. Tony Gosling is a freelance journalist and an expert on the Bilderberg Group. Hiya, Tony.
Hello.
Shall we get to the bottom of that rumour first of all then? Are they meeting this weekend?
It does, yeah. It certainly looks like the reports coming back from Athens that they are actually meeting. And it's interesting you say conspiracy theory. There's actually been lots of denials that this group even exists over the years, and many people have actually believed those. But the reality is it's a little bit like a sort of Dennis Wheatley meets Enron. So there's a partly fantasy, so people sort of over-egg the pudding a bit. But also, these people are the most powerful financial and political people in the Western world.
So who's there this week, do you know?
Well, we won't know until the end of the conference, when the Bilderberg organisation in Holland issues a press release which has got a list of names of people who are there. But the regulars are royalty, bankers, oil and media barons and politicians. Names like Kissinger, Rockefeller and Rothschild often come up at the meeting. So almost every single meeting, Henry Kissinger is one of the main people. And there is a sort of core who organise the meeting called the Steering Committee. And the main representative from Britain who's on that steering committee is Kenneth Clark, who's now rejoined the Tory shadow cabinet.
Crikey. It's not that much of a secret society then, is it, if they publish a list of names of people who are attending? Is it what goes on that's secret?
Well, the thing is, of course, as you know as a journalist yourself, it's a bit peculiar that a press release should be published at the end of the meeting. This is what they generally do. So as soon as the press are onto it, the meeting is actually finished, and so no one can really cover it. So there's two aspects to the way they keep the meeting secret. One is to try and keep the venue and the time and dates of the meeting secret, so that no one knows it's actually happening until it's almost all over. And the other is that there's very, very tight security at these meetings. They usually have a sort of quarter of a mile cordon around the hotel where they're meeting, so it makes it almost impossible for journalists to get any information about what they're discussing inside.
Do we have any idea of any decisions that have been made before? I mean, any evidence that they have influenced world events?
Well, of course, leaks do come out of these meetings, usually from the staff at the hotel. Most canny journalists like myself like to go along to the meetings, if I'm actually attending one and covering one, a little bit beforehand to sort of groom some of the staff and chat to the staff and acquaint them with the dodgier aspects of the group, so that we can chat to them through the conference as they come out from work and maybe meet with them secretly, and we get all sorts of little snippets of information from staff members and staff at the hotel, that is.
Give us an example, in
2002, one of the more shocking leaks that came out of the meeting was that there was an intention to occupy and invade Iraq. At the time, I was thinking to myself that this is just not realistic. I mean, there's no reason or excuse for an invasion of Iraq. And of course, by the middle of 2003, it all happened. By the next meeting, it actually happened. So I think they like to try and say that this is just a sort of little private club, a little private meeting. But they're really relying on the trust of journalists and the public. But I mean, as we can see with the current financial disaster, I think that these people, who really are the most, they control most of the money in the Western world, have betrayed that trust.
Thank you very much. Very interesting. Tony Gosling, freelance journalist, expert on the Bilderberg Group. You're not here tomorrow, Felicity.
No,
Monday.
I'm off to Athens, actually, to a special meeting that I can't tell you anything about. So let's move on to the sport.
You're like the Davros of the operation.
That's right, yes, indeed. I'll be sitting in a chair that's too big for me. Oh no, that's the politics show on a Sunday. Ian Hunt, sport, please.
Nice and warm out there at the moment, no doubt, don't we? thank you. England are in a strong position at the end of the first day of the second.